I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
The NBA is back with the Lakers and the Clippers providing the highlight of reopening night. The Lakers came out on top 103-101, and even though the matchup did not have screaming fans shouting at each other across the Staples Center floor, Anthony Davis says for him, the game was business as usual.
It felt like a real game to me. You know, two teams battling. Obviously, it's always a good game between us two. Can't complain for the first game.
Do you have any complaints?
No, except that the wall of cyber fans is going to take some getting used to.
But the games are good, right?
At least judging by the Lakers and the Clippers, everybody did a great job of staying in shape. I mean, that was some very high-level NBA basketball.
Before Thursday night's opener between the Pelicans and the Jazz and the aforementioned Lakers-Clippers tilt, all of the players and the coaches and the game officials locked arms and knelt for the national anthem. Afterwards, LeBron James said, quote, "I hope we made Cap proud." I don't know about Colin Kaepernick, but did they make Charlie Pierce proud?
They did. I thought it was a remarkable statement, and not only that, but a further indication that the NBA is far more evolved an institution than, say, Major League Baseball, which is something else we'll get to later.
Well, kneeling during the national anthem is actually officially against NBA rules. Commissioner Adam Silver said that the longstanding rule would not be enforced, quote, under these unique circumstances, which is not exactly saying that it won't be enforced in the future, right?
Well, they can't. I don't think they can enforce it now. They'll look ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think demonstrations for social justice are going to be a part of the NBA right now for a long, long time.
On Wednesday, in just her second game as a pro, Liberty guard Sabrina Ionescu racked up 33 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. But her team ultimately lost the game to the Dallas Wings, leading Ionescu to say, quote, "That part still isn't up to my standard." Was her performance up to your standard?
It was extraordinary. I admit, I watched the first game, and I was very impressed by her willingness to fit into what her team was trying to do. And not try to do too much. And now, of course, you know, the talent is now obvious. So we go from here.
Okay, Charlie. We have to talk about the Miami Marlins.
Ah, the Petri dish of Major League Baseball.
Yeah. As of this conversation, and I really hesitate to give a number because it seems to be growing every second, 17 players and 2 coaches have tested positive for COVID-19. All of the team's games have been postponed through Sunday. The Marlins are trying to figure out how to fill roster spots with players who have been training elsewhere, free agents, and waiver wire claims. I mean, this is not good.
No, it's not good, but it's not all that different from the Marlins' demonstrated business plan over the past 4 or 5 years. And obviously, the ripple effects are going throughout baseball. My understanding now is that they're going to load up the players who tested positive on sleeper buses and then transport them back to Miami because they've been locked up in Philadelphia since the outbreak happened.
The Phillies have also had all their games postponed through Sunday. As of this conversation, only 2 of their players have tested positive. Friday night's Brewers-Cardinals game has also been postponed due to a positive test. And this is what happens when you don't have a bubble during a pandemic.
This is what happens when Major League Baseball tries to have it both ways. There simply should not have been a 2020 baseball season. And sooner or later, people are going to come to that conclusion. And, you know, it's going to be worse if they shut it down now. You'll have totally alienated that part of your fan base that's happy to have baseball back.
And finally, Charlie, when the Sports Illustrated brand was purchased by Authentic Brands Group, the Wall Street Journal's Jason Gay joked on this very program that Sports Illustrated brand car washes could not be far behind. Well, it's not a car wash, but what say you of Sports Illustrated TM nutritional supplements?
Oh, excellent, because there's certainly nothing wrong with the nutritional supplements industry. As one who grew up wanting to do what I do because I read the people who wrote for Sports Illustrated when I was a kid, this is beyond sad.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.